This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. This month, a new off-Broadway play opens, and it celebrates, of all things, the high school mathlete. You know, the high school, you know, mathletes, you have math team in your school? Well, this play asks the question, can a popular girl who knows pi to 53 decimal places, can she be on the math team and still be popular? Well, you can if you're a Victoria Martin Math Team Queen. That's the title of the play, and it's opening this weekend at the Julia Miles Theater here in New York. And joining me now to talk more about it is the playwright Catherine Wallett, is the author of Victoria Martin, the math Victoria Martin Math Team Queen. Is a colon there. Thanks for talking with us today.
Hi, Ira.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the opening of your play. Give us a little synopsis of
what the play
is about.
As you said, the play has to do with the high school math team and Victoria Martin, who is the third most popular sophomore at the high school and who unwittingly finds herself on the team, only to discover that she is great at it and really, really carries the team and actually changes everyone, all the other kids that are on the team too.
So you have this beginning conflict with the high school popular kids and the cheerleader side, I'll call them, and the nerdy kids, the geeks on the math team. And she crosses that divide.
Yep.
Right. And she has to lie about it, doesn't she, to her friends?
She does. She lies. She keeps it a secret from the Jens, Jen and Jen, who are her cheerleader best friends. She keeps it a secret because she thinks that there's, you know, that there's no way that she can possibly be popular and be a math nerd. But she pulls it off. And I don't know. I think Victoria Martin can do anything.
is this the message of the play?
I think it's more about, for her, I think she gets to a place at the end of the play where she decides she cares less about, I think, what the popular girls think and about some of that other high school stuff, and that she really does like math and she is going to do it. And so I think it's about, I think the message of the play, if there is one, is kind of about figuring out who you are and who you want to be,
right?
Which is certainly a major question in high school, but also a question, you know, that we face all the time.
And being true to yourself about this.
Yeah. Which is a big challenge.
It's true to the boys who are on the math team, being true to themselves as well as.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And sort of, well, and I think they end up in a place where they're surprised about, a little bit surprised, certainly the character Peter, about where he finds himself, that he is in a different place than he thought he would be thought he was.
Now, this is produced by the Women's Project. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Women's Project.
Well, the Women's Project is an off-Broadway theater company that produces work. Well, a lot of the work is both by women playwrights and also sometimes women-themed. Mm-hmm. I guess this is kind of girl-themed. So kind of a, you know, different spin on that.
Speaking of spin, how do you bring a project about mathematics to a production company and say, I want to do, you know, they're going to say to you, well, possibly, who's going to come and want to watch a show about math?
Well, did
you face that at all?
Or? One thing I've found is all these closet mathletes like have surfaced in working on this play, which has been kind of fun. And, well, I mean, the great thing about plays and theater is that you can write about virtually anything you want. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the starting place for the play. And then I don't know.
What made you choose math?
I started more at first with high school, that I love high school movies, and I started wondering why are there not more high school plays. So that's when I started thinking about, well, what aspect of high school was I interested in? And I thought that the math nerds are kind of an unsung chapter in the high school narrative. Mm-hmm. So that's where I started.
Now, you said that you once wanted to be a science journalist.
I did, actually. And I remember when I was in high school, actually, I was very into science and also into writing and journalism. And I was on the high school newspaper. And that was, I remember applying to college and one of my college essays mentioning that I wanted to do maybe science journalism. And actually, I continued to study science and math in college. until it was about until it came time to declare my major, and then it, I kind of had taken a few playwriting classes by then and discovered that's really what I wanted to do.
So how much of your struggles in high school liking math and science is in this play?
It's in this play? I don't know that I felt so much of a conflict. I think I just I just liked it. Mm-hmm. and was okay with liking it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have trouble figuring out the ending?
Well, I knew that. Actually, I usually know the beginning and the ending and not the middle. So I knew that I wanted them to make it to the state competition, right. But not actually to win the state competition. Mm-hmm. But I think that that the play ultimately, of course, doesn't just become about winning the state competition. It becomes about the journey of these characters.
And do you think that this play that high school kids would like? Would feel that they could relate to the characters if they...
I think so. And we actually, during previews last week, we had two student audiences, mm-hmm. one that was junior high students and one that was high school students. And it was very interesting, actually, to see their reactions and see them relating to the play with the junior high students, where they were kind of headed, and the high school students really kind of relating, I think, to, you know, on a different level than people who, adults looking back, so.
Wow, and the actors and the direction are just amazing.
Oh, just
where
amazing.
Do you find these actors in,
there,
in New
you
York?
Know, there are a lot of talented actors in this city, let me tell you. I mean, we completely lucked out, though. It's a fabulous, fabulous cast, and they are just so right at playing the youth in the play, and also the direction, really highlights this, playing the youth but not sort of commenting on it, mm-hmm. even though they are in their mid-20s, but I think that they really play it in a very real way, the youthfulness of the characters mm-hmm. and their journeys.
Could the conflict have been about anything but, you know, was math the most important part? Could you have written a different kind of conflict, do you think? Was math integral to this here?
I think so. Another starting point about the play was the character Victoria Martin memorizes
53
digits.
How did she do that on stage? How did she memorize all those?
She's amazing. Jessie Campbell, she's amazing. She came in the very first rehearsal with 52 digits of pi memorized because she knew it would be a big chore. And she said that she broke it down by 7 digits. So they were like phone numbers. And that's how she memorized them. Mm. So...
But I interrupted you when you were talking about one of the...
Right. One of the starting points of the play was having... I was reading an article about the gifted camp at Johns Hopkins in the summer, and that there was a girl there that had memorized pi. And by the end of the summer, there was a guy there who had memorized pi, kind of, to be like her. And I thought that was very sweet. And I love the idea of kind of these kids in this very nerdy environment getting to be very... nerdy and comfortable with that, and that that was one of the little sparks that kind of started the play or started that character.
Yeah, now I'm going to do a senior moment and forget the other play I'm thinking of, but the one that won the Tony this year was also a play about high school, about it's British high school. What was that?
History Boys.
Yep. That's another school play. Mm-hmm. Yours is a school play. Are we seeing now, do you think, a trend in maybe plays about school?
Maybe. I mean, it's definitely, I mean, it's the perfect setting for high drama because I feel like everything is high stakes during high school. So that could be it. Also, I think there's a lot of comedy, too. When you look back at high school with any kind of distance, you realize that even though things seem like the end, everything seemed like the end of the world then, that it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I got a little impression, you know, you sit there saying, I think I've seen sort of an idea for this, maybe the Breakfast Club or something where you get kids together and they have this dynamic. Did the Breakfast Club or any of these other plays come to mind when you were writing it?
A little bit. It had been a while since I'd seen Breakfast Club. And actually, I just recently kind of went back and watched it, and that was kind of fun, mm-hmm. Going back and watching it. Mm-hmm. Also, the movie Mean Girls, which is a more recent one that came out a couple years ago, which is really fabulous. I hadn't watched before I wrote the play, and then kind of when I was watching that, I became kind of excited because it was dealing with some of the same things.
Somebody was on a math team in that one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What would you do differently? Now, you know, the play is about to open. And how would you change the story? Or
I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the great thing about the production of a new play is that the playwright, the first production of the playwright is very involved. And I do get to change a lot of stuff. And I did do a lot of rewrites while we were in the room. And production-wise, we continued to make changes throughout the, of course, the rehearsal process. But even once we got into the theater and saw how things were landing once we were on stage and what was how things were working with certain audiences. So,
do the actors have input into, oh, you should change this, change that,
well,
a small production like this?
I think the biggest input and the actors bring is just themselves. And, like, every actor brings something, you know, something new to a role. And I've learned so much from this group of actors about these characters, too. You know, and I think that's kind of the fun of being a playwright, too.
Did you have to find actors who liked math?
No. And actually, I think our actors don't like math so much. We did some practice math problems in rehearsal one day. And I think it was helpful for them because they felt the tension and frustration that some of the characters feel in some of the scenes in the play. But
do you have to have a math advisor?
Our dramaturg on the project, Carrie Hughes, actually was on the high school math team. So she kind of had a real advisor to us. Also, our lighting designer is also Sarah Sidman is also a former mathlete. So,
yeah, because when we talk to others, playwrights and producers and directors who do science plays, they always have some science advisor saying, you know, a lab never looks like that. The beakers go here, this goes there. You didn't have any real need for that kind of stuff.
Well,
but you have to know whether the math they're talking about is real.
You got to keep this real.
Yeah, so. I mean, because that's part of the whole mystique is that, hey, they really are talking about real math.
Right.
And especially when she gets, you know, she starts talking about pi to 52 places.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens next to the play?
We'll continue at the Julia Miles Theater here in New York through February 11th. Then hopefully other theaters will want to produce it. I mean, there's a lot of theaters across the country, the regional theater network. So it'd be great to see the play get done again and again.
The play is a lot of fun. I wish you good luck with it. I think every high school kid would love to see. They can relate.
Think adults, too.
Yes, absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
For all ages.
Good luck to you.
Great,
Catherine Wallett
so
is author of Victoria Martin, Math Team Queen, a new play running now at the Julia Miles Theater in New York. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk about mercury pollution in the environment and a set of hot spots of mercury in New England. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.